NFL Week 12 picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
With a 75% accuracy this NFL season, we're here to bring you four more locks to help you make the biggest money this weekend.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, here we go. NFL week 12. We had another successful week last week. I think we've had probably like five profitable weeks in a row now, including 1 or 2 weeks where we got every single pick on this show correct. So if you've been watching this show, I know you're making money. And if you're new to the show, make sure to watch the end of the episode because we have four locks and some bonus picks for you.
Yeah, we've gone 4 for 6. We went 4 for 6 last week. Our bonus picks have actually been hitting a 100% accuracy rate this season, which is maybe we need to slide the bonus picks into the lock section.
I know, right? Pretty funny.
All right, we are, as you can tell for our, you know, the guys who tune in and watch us weekly, we apologize. This is our week 2 on the road, but we will be back at home next week. So make sure you guys keep subscribing, liking the content. We'll keep putting out the good stuff for you here. Let's jump right into it. We got Broncos. They're 5.5 favorites on the road versus Vegas. What are we looking at here?
So you have to say Denver's going to be one of the most surprising teams in the NFL this year. I mean, they're 6-5. They should have beat the Chiefs at home, if not for that blocked 35-yard field goal at the end of the game. They destroyed the Falcons last week. Bo Nix is looking strong in that offense. Cortland Sutton, a couple of running backs. Then you got the Raiders, on the other hand, who are a complete dumpster fire. I mean, you got Gardner Minshew. Really, the only talented player they have is Brock Bowers. These guys have lost 6 in a row, most of them by double digits. These teams, obviously, they're division rivals. They've already played earlier this year. It was 34-18 Denver. And I think since that win, yeah, I know it was in Denver, but since that win, Denver's actually gotten stronger, while the Raiders have gotten weaker because they lost Davante Adams and their season is spiraling. So I think we have to look at the Broncos here. -5.5 looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, you know what? I see a Broncos team that was almost like forgotten about because of the way they started the season. Like they didn't look too strong, right? A few losses here and there, but it was a rookie quarterback, Bo Nix. He had 0 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in his first 3 games. Since then, he's had 14 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions in the last 8 games. So this is a team that's gotten by on their defense. It's a top 5 defense, 3rd in league in points allowed, 5th in total yards allowed. And now you have an offense that's starting to move the ball. So this is looking excellent, like an excellent position for the Broncos here. Nix and Sutton, they've really found some chemistry. All the running backs on the Broncos are averaging 4 yards or more per carry. So these guys can also move the ball on the ground. I see the Broncos up against this offense is up against a defense that is in bottom 5th of the league in every category. I think Sean Payton, he's going to shut down Brock Bowers, their only weapon. And then the Raiders are just going to win by 14 points or more. The Broncos are going to win by 14 points or more.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive stats, when you look for the Broncos, it doesn't tell the full story because they, as you said, they've really like morphed into a different team over the past maybe 4 or 5 games. But that the defense in the Broncos statistically is actually surprising me that they're number 3 in the NFL in yards allowed. So I don't see how the Raiders are going to score maybe more than 14, 17 points. I see the Broncos putting up probably at least 24, 27 points, so they should cover the spread easily here.
They did play each other earlier in the season. The Broncos won 34-18 in their first meeting.
That's it. Yeah, 100%. All right, I like that one. Let's jump into the next pick. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, -5.5 favorites on the road against the New York Giants. What are we thinking here?
Look, I think the Bucs haven't had it easy this year when you look at the injuries and their schedule. They've had to play the Niners, the Chiefs, the Falcons twice, the Ravens, Eagles, Broncos, Commanders, and Lions. Those are all teams with +500 records. And like, and three of those teams have it's the top 3 offenses in the league. Like, that is just insane. I feel bad for the Bucs this year. So here they are. They're walking into an opportunity. They got this new quarterback they're up against. So they're playing against Tommy DeVito. He hasn't played a snap all season. To be coming in week 12 and going, like, the pace of play is a lot different from the backups that he's going against in practice. So for him to come out against a team that's actually held their own, even with these injuries, the Bucs with the injuries they've had on offense, they're still moving the ball. You know, like they had a very close game against Kansas City, almost handed them one of their first losses, that, you know, a tough loss that they faced there. But this is a really good opportunity here, I think, for the Bucs because they're up against Tommy DeVito. So Danny Jones, he's out. They're up against a quarterback who hasn't played a single snap all season. I think with that, it's really tough coming in and playing, entering the season in week 12. You're not up against these practice squad guys or second string guys in practice. You're literally going against starters. And the Bucs have had some really close games, you know, almost beating Kansas City. That was a tight one. I'm looking at a Giants team here. They've only scored more than two touchdowns twice all season. That is terrible. The Giants, their 0-5 home record with an overseas loss to the Panthers. How do you lose to the Panthers? So key to the game for me here is I'm looking at a Bucs with a league-leading third down conversion rate. So 50% of the time the Bucs are converting. That really keeps the other side of the other team's defense on the field. That's demoralizing. Runs them out, right? I see a 10th ranked run offense with the Bucs versus a 29th ranked run defense with the Giants. Bucky Irving and Rashad White, they're both putting up 5.1 to 4 yards per carry on average. So I can see them controlling the ball on the ground, moving the sticks, keeping time of possession, and then giving Tommy DeVito just a few chances with the ball. And because it is his first game of the season, he might struggle a little bit here. So I think I'm going to take the Bucs as 5-point favorites.
Yeah, I think I like the Bucs 5.5 here as well. I mean, the Giants, look, they've lost 5 in a row, and they're losing games by 15, 25 points. They're not really keeping it close. They just benched Daniel Jones for Tommy DeVito. The Giants are 0-5 at home. So, you know, even though it is in New York, there is no home field advantage for these guys. They stink. Tampa Bay has been keeping it close with good teams on the road at home. They're not as bad as the past. They've lost 4 in a row, but to good teams. And yeah, I agree with you in the matchups. The Bucs running game has really been revitalized by Bucky Irving coming in for Freeman. I think 5th in the NFL in yards per carry on the ground for the Bucs, where the Giants are dead last in the NFL for the amount of yards they allow per carry. They're allowing 5.3 yards per rush. Like, that is horrendous. So the team just has to run the ball twice and they get a first down on average against the Giants every time. Then on the other side, you got Baker Mayfield, who has the second best completion percentage in the NFL. So what I see is the Bucs running the ball effectively versus the Giants. Baker Mayfield continuing to be accurate, despite the fact he doesn't have Mike Evans or Chris Godwin anymore. You know, Sterling Shepard, Kate Otten, they're still moving the ball pretty impressively. I see a mismatch there. And with the Giants, I know they've got, you know, Tyrone Tracy's been pretty good on the ground. They've got Malik Nabers, but I just don't think Tommy DeVito is going to be able to come in here and keep up with the Bucs, who still are a pretty talented team. Baker Mayfield, man, like he's impressive out there. So yeah, I agree with you. I think Bucs by 6 or more here for sure.
I like it. All right, let's move on to the next game here. And before we go on, we got to let you guys know we are making all our picks on BlockBet. We got a link in the description there. They offer the best parlays you can find anywhere on the planet right now. You build that 3-game parlay, the 4-game parlay. They're boosting every time you make the picks, and it literally pays out way more than any other platform. So we're using BlockBet. They're official partners, and there's a link in the description there for you.
Yeah, 100%. You're getting 15% boosted odds on our Beanstalk parlay. So if you want to follow our picks, you're going to get the best possible odds for those on BlockBet. All right, let's go to our next game. We got an NFC West division rival, Cardinals, +1 at the Seahawks. This is interesting because the NFC West, I mean, you wouldn't have been able to call this. The NFC West is wide open. The Cardinals are a lot better than I think anyone expected. Kind of similar like the Broncos. Like, no one expected the Cardinals to be here, basically winning the division, beating down teams. And then, I mean, they've won 4 in a row now. The Seahawks, on the other hand, these guys are like, you just never know what you're going to get with the Seahawks. They can lose at home to the Giants, or they can beat the 49ers. They can take the Rams overtime, and then Geno Smith can throw 2 picks consecutively in the red zone, right? You just never really know. I think last week, the Seahawks got pretty fortunate that they played against the Niners team without Kittle, and they lost Nick Bosa in the middle of the game. I think they would have lost that game handily if Kittle had played or if Bosa had even finished the game, because you could see the defense on the 49ers kind of fell apart without Bosa. Meanwhile, the Cards, these guys are starting to run hot. They're playing really well. They absolutely destroyed the Jets in their last game. They got a top five run game against the Seattle Seahawks, one of the worst run defenses in the league. Second best yards per carry for Arizona with a 25th worst yards per carry for Seattle. I'm thinking James Conner is going to have a pretty good game here. The Geno Smith show, you just never know what you're going to get. The Cardinals pass D is about average. But what I'm thinking is that, again, it's kind of similar to the Broncos Raiders thing and the Bucks. Like, if the Cards can dominate the ground, time of possession, control the ball against the Seahawks, I know it's in Seattle, but I just think the Cardinals are the more talented and more steady team. And they're plus one. They're the underdogs. So I think I got to take them here.
Yeah, a couple points made there is, yeah, Seattle is at home. And typically I'd be like, oh my God, Seattle's at home. This is going to be a tough game. They have a 2-4 record at home this season. They're not looking too good there. So that's quite interesting. The other thing you brought up was their pass defense, and that has been a knock on the Cardinals this season. But when you look at the previous games, so they're ranked 21st in pass defense, but they held Rodgers to 150 yards, no touchdowns, Caleb Williams to 220, no touchdowns, Tua to 200, only one touchdown, and Justin Herbert, zero touchdowns. That's over the last five games. So they're holding these quarterbacks to zero touchdowns, one touchdown passing over the past five games. Super, super impressive. And then you talk about Geno Smith. Yeah, look, Geno, you're like, when I'm betting against Geno, I'm like, all right, I just need some Geno magic here. Throw that pick, baby. this guy has as many interceptions as he does touchdowns. 11 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He's up against a team that just doesn't turn the ball over. Kyler Murray has only had three interceptions all season in week 5, 3, and 7 against really tough pass defenses. So this is a guy who's just not turning the ball over. Arizona, they've been hot, winning five of the last six games. A combined total of 15 points have been allowed in the last two games. So the one knock against Arizona is their defense, and they've been demonstrating that has been changing over the course of the season. So I think as dogs, we're taking the Cards here.
Yeah, I like it. They're one of those sneaky teams that they seem to be finding their way. And, you know, even Marvin Harrison Jr. hasn't been at his best, but they've got that weapon as well. Like, maybe he comes on in the second half of the season here and ends up being a stud. So I think we got to take the Cards there. All right, let's go.
I do like having the Cards coming off a bye as well. That extra week of week of recovery as well.
For sure. Yeah, I think it's a good pick. All right, let's move on to our next one. Philadelphia Eagles on the road against the Los Angeles Rams. The Eagles are -3 point favorites. We like the Eagles on this show. We've been riding the Eagles kind of all the way down their 6-game winning streak here. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. I mean, I'm going to say, you know, I took them to win the Super Bowl, and at the start of the year, they didn't look like a Super Bowl contender. All of a sudden, they've won 6 in a row. They beat the formerly division-leading Washington Commanders. They're looking like a pretty good team, one of the best in the league. And then you have the Rams, close win against the Patriots last week. They lost against the Dolphins the week before. We know the Rams are capable of playing well, but they're just not on the same level as the Eagles for me, like not even close. The mismatch here, normally when we take the Eagles, we're taking them against teams that are weak against the run, because the Eagles are the number two running team in the league behind the Ravens. But the Eagles' pass game has been coming on a little bit here, and that's why I kind of like them here, because the Rams actually have a pretty good run defense, but the Rams cannot stop the pass. They are terrible against the pass, and the Eagles' pass game has been coming on a little bit lately, with Hurts going over 200, nearly 250, four games in a row. You got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith healthy, and the pass catching back, Saquon Barkley, he's catching passes and going 75 yards. So the pass game for the Eagle has really come along. I think they're going to be able to exploit the Rams' lackluster pass defense. And then on the other side of the ball, the Rams, they live and die by Stafford, Kupp, and Nacua. Like, when these guys are going, they're going. Fortunately for the Eagles, they have the number one defense in yards allowed, no weaknesses, and they have a top five pass defense. Their Eagles defense continues to be underrated. This is one of the top units against the run, one of the top units against the pass. So I see the mismatch on the other side of the ball, and I see no mismatch when the Rams are on the field on offense. So for me, Eagles -3 all day.
Yeah, look, the strength of the game, I think you're right. For the Rams, it's their pass. And they're up against the second best defense against the pass. So if they can slow Stafford down and his two weapons they just got back at wideout, then the Eagles should be able to run the ball with one of the best rushing offenses in the league. And they're up against a Rams team that has an 18th ranked defense against the run. So I think the way I see this game playing out is Philly's going to be able to control the ball on the ground. And I think the Rams are going to struggle with their pass game against one of the best defenses against the pass. the Eagles, they have a top 10 O and D, and it's showing there for the past five games. They have demolished their opponents by two scores or more, with a notable division over the Commanders. That's impressive. When you can win a division game like that, really impressive. So I think just as 3-point favorites here, they should be able to win by at least 3 points here.
Yeah, 100%. So those are our four agreed on Beanstalk weekly locks. We have the Bucks -5 at the Giants. We got the Broncos -5.5 at the Raiders. We got the Cardinals as 1-point underdogs at the Seahawks. And we got the Eagles -3 at the Rams. We got four road picks for you guys. Although in this year in the NFL, some of these teams don't have that much of a home field advantage. I think that's what we're keying on this week. Now, again, if you want to follow all four of these picks, you can check out the link in the description. You're going to get a 15% bet boost only when you bet on BlockBet. So you're going to make the most possible money when and if you win the bet. But don't, you know, you make sure to tune into the end of the episode. We got two more bonus picks for you. And as you mentioned at the start of the episode, we've hit on all of our bonus picks. So why don't you start us off and tell us what the nifty bonus pick of the week is?
All right. Nifty. Nifty's betting against, he's betting against his team right here. He's thinking. Those Cowboys stink. And so not only have they lost Dak Prescott for the season, but their starting tight end, Ferguson, he went out with a concussion during that game last week. So now they have practice squad tight ends up. Typically, Dallas operates their offense with one tight end. But because they've lost their starter, they're running with these two and three tight end sets, something they're not typically used to doing. They have an offense now with a backup quarterback, and they are struggling to run the ball. They're throwing the ball 50 times a game right now, and they're still not moving it. Here's the other kicker. Not only have they lost Dak Prescott, not only have they lost Jake Ferguson, but they also lost three starting O linemen in the fourth quarter of last week against Houston. And as soon as they lost those O linemen, I'm pretty sure every play thereafter resulted in a sack. So I'm going to struggle to watch Dallas play this week as a fan. But I am going to make a ton of money by taking the Washington Commanders by 10 over Dallas. I think Dallas is coming on a short week. They have to play Monday night. Washington has an extra 2 days. Then Dallas is on the road heading into Washington. And it's a team that just doesn't move the ball. We have the 6th-ranked run offense versus the 31st-ranked run defense. They're going to pound the rock. They got Jaden Daniels back there. He's going to be able to sling it all over the place. Like, I think you can pick Washington by 17 in this game if you really want to get risky.
Yeah, the Cowboys, man, they're not looking good. I see the rumors are already starting for Belichick to the Cowboys next year. Apparently, he was in Dallas talking to Jerry Jones. Like, man, they got to get rid of Mike McCarthy. He's just got to go. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, all right, that's interesting. I like that pick probably as well. So, all right, let's go to my bonus pick. I mean, look, we talked about it on the show before. When you see the Detroit Lions against a bad team by less than, say, 10 points, it's simple. You take them. I can stop my rant right there because we have the Detroit Lions on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. It's an indoor game. It's a dome game. The Lions love that stuff. It's impressive how the Lions are playing right now. They are just absolutely beating down teams. They're not winning by 10. They're not winning by 20. They're winning by 30. And then you look at the matchups. Like, it just, I'm salivating. Look at the matchups here. You have the league's third best offense in the Lions versus the league's 28th worst defense in the Colts. The Colts defense is terrible. The Colts have a bottom five run defense. The Colts have a bottom five pass defense. These guys can't stop anyone. And let me just drive this point home again. The Colts just allowed 27 points to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, okay? So if you think the Colts allowed 27 to the Jets, how many points do you think the unstoppable Lions offense is going to put on the Colts, okay? The Jets scored 27. The Lions could score 47. And then you look at the Colts offense. They've got Anthony Richardson. You know, he had a good drive at the end of the game there to win it, but they almost lost to the Jets. Do you think Anthony Richardson, this rookie quarterback who sometimes throws for 97 yards in the whole game, is he going to be even close to keeping up with Jared Goff and the unstoppable Lions offense? I just think there's no way. I think you continue to roll with the Lions here. I think they come in and win this game by, the line is 7.5. I think they win by 8 easily. I think this is another double-digit win for the Lions. The Lions prey on bad teams, and the Colts, 28th ranked worst defense in the league, quarterback who can't really move the ball. The only thing the Colts really have going for them is their run game, which is kind of almost in like a top 12. But the Lions, one thing on the defense is they shut down the run. They can be susceptible through the air. I just don't trust Anthony Richardson to move the ball through the air. He's probably throw a couple of picks. I'm just going to roll with our continued thing with the Lions. You see the Lions by 8 or 9 points or less, you take them. That's it.
Yeah, they're beating up on every team by at least two scores all year. So you got to go with the, like, when you're gambling, you're going with the percentages. And, you know, if it's 75% of the time, you got to take the 75% of the time. So I like it. That's the six games we got here. Again, you can find the link in the description. Get that 15% boost on our four locks. We've got the two bonus picks with 100% accuracy. So if you want to get 25% boost, tack on those as well.
Let's go. And if you have any of your weekly locks, leave them in the comments.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.